thinking. But don't let your foolish ego run you. You have to let go of being offended. Dharma does have one thing going for her that protects her. She really has to be hit hard to understand that somebody's hit her. Oh, you meant me? It was me you were mad at? Oh, you were speaking to me? I'm sorry, I didn't get insulted. I'll do better now. You have to sometimes explain to her that you've just insulted her. Because la-la land, see. If you are giving out loving radiations, those negative ones, when they do work their way through, they are extremely painful, but you've got all the ammunition to wall them off. And if you don't dwell on them, and this is why hate is so destructive, if you hate, you are focused on it, and you can't think of anything else. There is no positive escape from the hate and revenge. Let it go. So somebody doesn't like you. That's their business, not yours. If you have done properly, what I will call righteously, and I don't want to hook that to religiously, but if you have acted in a righteous manner, knowing that what you did was right, even if the way you did it may have been incorrect, you still can correct those errors. But don't get swayed because somebody didn't like what you did or said. If you know it was the right thing to do, and when you know that it is, your soul lights. You can say to yourself, well, I might not have been too bright, but I know I did the right thing. I really kind of wish I hadn't done it because now look at what is happening. But if it was the right thing to do, you know it, and you can live with it, and you can grow from it. And it opens up all these other avenues. You all have that. You all have it. And when it begins to be that part of your life that you don't think about very much, and you ones that have had these great teachers that you continually ask about, I would never, ever, under any circumstances, put any teacher down. Never. Not a Rumpa, not a Bashar, not Maharaji, not Baba. Because those are the things you individually needed, or you would not have acquired that. But you would not find Babaji doing what I do, and I wouldn't be over there doing what he does. God knows what you need. And he knows what you need to be provided with if you will accept the opportunity to take it. And then it's your responsibility to sort it. And then if incorrect information comes by, you don't blame your teacher. You say, I know. He's taught me. I've grown. I can put that aside. And I can move on. I don't have to blame him. I can appreciate his gift to me. And when you can appreciate the negative for the gift it is, you've arrived. There's nobody can get you. Nobody. And when the adversary knows there is nothing he can do to you, he won't do it. He knows it. There's nothing they can do to you.
That's interesting, Commander, because I think you just answered my next question on the line. Ask the great being, how do we know when we're doing the right thing? And he said, by the results. Does that twist any new thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. You'll quit doing the wrong thing, won't you?
How can you predict what the next result is going to be, other than go out there and experience it?
You use your brain. If it's in a physical plane, you use your brain. Literally, you reason. You learn all there is about it, and then your inner self will tell you whether it is within God's laws. And if it's within God's laws and it's within the laws of the land, for goodness sakes, go for it. Live a little. Risk a little. And the results will always, not always, be perfect. But they will be perfect for the moment and the situation. No matter what it appears to you, it will be the perfect response. You may not perceive it to be that way. Oops, that was a real mistake. No. It may save your very soul the next time you confront that. There is no wasted motion. No wasted energy. None. God is very, very efficient.
The Baba did say whatever happens is for the best.
Yes, absolutely.
We asked another question. That was a great one. How much free will do we really have?
Absolutely, 100%. I know that's shocking because you say, but I have a destiny. Mm-hmm. I have a... Yes, you do. And God knows what that is. But you will wobble all over the place while you learn. And He will let you.
Well, He said about 2%.
Well, when you talk about non-reality, doesn't matter, does it? 2% or 100%. You have 100% free will to deny whatever is your destiny. Most people will not do it. And therefore it becomes almost an absolute.
Commander?
Yes.
I find that in my experience, in defenselessness lies my defense. And the more I do that, the more people actually like me. They don't feel threatened.
That's right. You're not trying to project whatever you are off onto everybody. Because their journey is not you. Or there would be no reason either for you or for them.
It's like loving someone and give total freedom. Instead of loving him to death.
If you have something, let us say a bird, love, whatever it is. And you hold it, and you consider it yours, and you set it free. And if it comes back to you, then you can consider that that somehow is partly yours. If it goes away, it was never yours to start with. So you must give wings and you must have roots. Have roots deep enough that you can come back, and wings enough to leave on your own. That's what every parent should learn, to release. And when you take that a step further, you have to release all of these things that impact you, over which you no longer have control. Let them go. And work on yourself. And you'll find that everything falls better into place around you than when you are trying to control everything. And it gets hard because where does responsibility stop and control begin? And yet, if you do not control yourself enough to take your responsibilities, you are a string blowing in the wind. And your enemy will always use that against you. Well, EJ tries to control everybody and everything. Well, for goodness sakes, he ends up responsible for everything and everybody. And has to go to court to stand up there and fight for his very life. So who is the wiser one? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I will certainly go with EJ rather than George Green, who takes my assets and runs away and hides them. You know, George has rumored that these ones have taken the money and put it in Peru, Chile, South America, you name it. They're going to run off with all those millions. What millions? Number one, what millions? And right after he gets through complaining about them struggling to try to keep some property that is no longer theirs. Hook, line, and sinker, gone. Gone. And yet I don't see him running away. Norma's suggesting at this minute. So you have to assume responsibility, whether you thought it was yours or not, for the very salvation of your life. You have to do what you can. And if you have responsibility, you will meet that obligation that you feel to anyone else who shared. But there comes a limit to that also, where passing that limit is foolishness. Because I want to tell you something very, very important. Listen carefully. If you really want to lose, especially your money, you will go to the ends of the earth to make sure you do. If you want to fail, you will be the biggest success at failure on the face of the earth. And nobody can keep you from it. So the point is to get over the failure. Get over the, oh, I know I will be had. Well, why bother to not have you had then? You must stand up and you must take a stand. But you take the right stand. And then when you do your work, you don't have to concern about it. You are already doing it right. And then it gets into a courtroom. It doesn't mean the judge is going to rule with you. It just means that regardless of how he rules, you know within you're right. And that's all that's important when everything is said and done. When you close your eyes, you sense energies around you, but you don't know but what you are singularly alone. And all of us become one. And I would like for you all to polish your diamonds, because I have a diamond setting that I need all of us in. And I don't want unpolished stones that I have to later polish. It doesn't mean that I expect you to come in and have to shoulder my load or EJ's. Oh, well, I would like EJ's. I'm sure I could do it better. Oh, no. No, no, no. You can see what has happened with those who thought they should be in control. Right down to Father Cleary. Why should they be in control? They were not even here. Why should George Green have been in control? He was not even here. How is it that ones come and they don't bother to read and they don't want to stay and they want to run everything and they want to be the kingpin of the hill? And they weren't even here. And they're certainly not interested in whatever it is we're interested in. So I say, go to Stallion Springs and build a mountain. Build whatever you want. But stay out of my hair. And if you build that which is competitive with what we must have, then you're in competition. And I don't intend to fail. DJ didn't fail in growing grain. He's made sure that you've got grain. I think that's good. As we get into these heavier subjects, and I call them heavier simply because as you get closer to the realization of what we're about, you're going to have to stand up and realize it, that all these other things are simply fragments. And it also is exciting because we get closer to the merging, where we get to participate together rather than in this manner. Although I find this suitable enough, we get along, we have fun. And nobody gets in trouble because of it. Not the kind of serious trouble that we would be in if I sat at the head of this table. So if we don't have a meeting again, have a happy holiday. I mean it. Enjoy it. It's a time of celebration. Enjoy it. That is part of life. And we must live it to be worthy of the experience. Salute.
Thank you, Commander.